June 2007, Section 3, Question 9. Now with this one, we're looking for an assumption in the argument, and the argument starts off by the naturalist saying, the recent claims that the tiger, Tasmanian tiger, is not extinct are false. So basically saying that it's not extinct are false. It really is gone. The Tasmanian tiger's natural habitat was taken over by sheep farming decades ago, resulting in their systematic elimination from the area. So the tiger's habitat was taken over by sheep farming, and then they killed them all off. Since then, naturalists working in the region have discovered no hard evidence of its survival, such as carcasses or tracks. So we've discovered no carcasses or tracks. In spite of alleged sightings of the animal, the Tasmanian tiger no longer exists. So the conclusion is it no longer exists, and the only evidence that it doesn't exist is naturalists working in the region have discovered no hard evidence. But we do have some evidence that it might exist and that people are claiming to have seen it. So what we have to assume is that the lack of hard evidence proves that it no longer exists there. So that's what we are looking for as far as the assumption is that the naturalists are right and the sightings are wrong. So A, sheep farming drove the last Tasmanian tigers to starvation by chasing them. We don't have to assume that it drove them to starvation, just that they were eliminated. We don't have to assume starvation was the cause. B, some scavengers in Tasmania are capable of destroying carcasses without a trace. We're actually assuming that that's not true, because if that was, then we all of a sudden would have a reason why we wouldn't have found the carcasses. See, every naturalist working in the Tasmanian tiger's natural habitat has looked systematically. While that would help the argument, it's not required. And that's what we're looking for on an assumption question, is what's necessary. We don't have to assume that it's too strong. D, the Tasmanian tiger did not move and adapt to a different region in response to the loss of habitat. Now, this wasn't something that I had thought about at all, but we do have to assume that it didn't do that. And the reason is, with assumption questions, if we make the correct answer false, it should destroy the argument. And if we look at this answer, if we make that false and it did move and adapt to a different region, then it might still exist, even though naturalists working in that region have not found any evidence. And then E, those who have reported sightings are not experienced naturalists. That would help the argument, but it isn't essential for it. We don't have to assume that they're not experienced naturalists, just that they are wrong. And therefore, answer choice D is our correct response.